Hello, welcome to Rock and or Roll. I'm your reluctant host, BJ, and this is a special episode in my vinyl countdown series. That's the series where I go through my record collection and pick out cool songs to rip straight from the vinyl and play for you on the podcast. On today's episode, we're going to hear cool cover versions that I found going through my record collection.
Together after all the
I Love You Love Me Love was a popular song by Gary Glitter, written by Gary Glitter and Mike Leander, and produced by Mike Leander. It was Gary Glitter's second number one single in the UK, spent 4 weeks at the top of the chart in November of 1973, and it became the best-selling single of that year in Britain. Joan Jett covered the song on her fourth album, Glorious Results of a Misspent Youth, in 1984. New Guitars in Town is a record released by Beggar's Banquet in 1980. It was the result of a collaboration between Pete Stride, guitar player from the British punk band The Lurkers, and John Plain, guitar player from British punk band The Boys. He'll Have to Go was written by a husband and wife team, Joe and Audrey Allison, and was first released in 1959 by country singer Jim Reeves, and it went to number 2 on Billboard. Elvis Presley also recorded a version of He'll Have to Go, and supposedly he recorded it on Halloween 1976. This was his last known studio recording session, and He'll Have to Go is believed to be the final song he recorded that night. So Elvis Presley's version of He'll Have to Go is supposedly the last song Elvis ever recorded in the studio. Tell a man, turn the jukebox way down low. You can tell a friend that with you, you have to go. But let's hear Pete Stride and John Plain's version of the song from the New Guitars in Town album.
You'll have to go.
This Old Heart of Mine was originally released by the Isley Brothers in 1966, and it was the group's only major hit while they were on Motown. The song was covered by the band Flame in 1978 for their second self-titled album. If you want to learn more about the band Flame, check out the Hustle podcast. Our friend John Lamoureux actually interviewed singer from Flame, Marge Raymond. Very good episode. Flame's biggest claim to fame, I suppose, is that the guitar player, Jimmy Crespo, would go on to replace Joe Perry and Aerosmith for a short time. So let's hear Flame's version of This Old Heart of Mine. In 1980, Peter Noon, singer from Herman's Hermits, tried to reinvent himself by fronting a power pop band called the Tremblers and releasing a pretty good album, actually, called Twice Nightly. And that record by the Tremblers included a very cool cover of the Elvis Costello song Green Shirt, originally on Armed Forces.
There's a small young woman on the light blue screen who comes into my room every night. It takes all the red, yellow, orange, and green, and she turns them quickly into black and white. But you tease and you flirt, and you shine all the buttons on your green shirt. And you can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it. You better take off all the identifying label before they
buttons on your green shirt. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it. You better send a begging letter to the big investigation. You shine all the buttons on your green shirt. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it. You can please yourself, but
Party Party is a 1983 British comedy film about three friends and their Northwest London crowd. The soundtrack, I suspect, is far more interesting than the film. It featured songs by Elvis Costello, Sting, Madness, Midge Ure, etc. But what we're going to hear right now is the girl group Bananarama covering No Feelings by the Sex Pistols. This is from the Party Party soundtrack. Get the Knack, the debut album by The Knack, came out in June of 1979. At the time, the album was one of the most successful debuts in history, selling over 1 million copies in less than 2 months, spending 5 weeks at number one. The lead-off single, My Sharona, was number one on Billboard for 6 weeks, and it was the number one single of the year. Also included on that record was a killer version of a Buddy Holly song called Heartbeat. In May of 1966, Bob Dylan released a double album called Blonde on Blonde, and it's probably my favorite Dylan release. One of the best songs on the album is called Absolutely Sweet Marie. In 1983, the song was covered by Nashville roots rockers Jason and the Scorchers on their debut EP entitled Fervor.
Darling, I know you'll always say
Yipes were a Milwaukee power pop band fronted by Pat McCurdy. They released two albums on Millennium Records in 1979 and 1980. I played a song by Yipes called Magic on one of the early power pop episodes. Right now, Yipes are going to kick off a trio of Supremes covers with their version of Come See About Me. Small Talk was basically the band Rock Rose, but they changed their name. They released one album in 1981. It looks on the surface like it might be a good AOR album, but it's not. But it does include an interesting cover of the Supremes hit Stop in the Name of Love.
Now, baby, won't you stop in the
one more Supremes cover for you, this time by American metal band The Rods. This band was formed by Ronnie James Dio's cousin, David Feinstein, who had been an Elf with Ronnie. On their 1982 album Wild Dogs, The Rods covered the Supreme song, You Keep Me Hangin' On. Heaven was an Australian metal band originally formed under the name Fat Lip. Singer Alan Fryer was supposedly pretty close to landing the gig to be Bon Scott's replacement, and the band later also included Mick Cox, formerly of Rose Tattoo. Heaven's third album, in 1985, was entitled Knockin' on Heaven's Door, named after the Bob Dylan song they covered 2 years before Guns N' Roses started including it in their live sets.
Woman, come wipe this blood on my face.
In keeping with the theme of heavy metal cover versions that were done by a different band other than the band that made it famous, in 1984, the same year that Quiet Riot got heavy airplay, on MTV at least, Irish metal band Mama's Boys released their own version of the Slade song, Mama, We're All Crazy Now.
I'm coming.
The soundtrack for the film Less Than Zero included a few interesting covers. Poison's feeble attempt at Rock and Roll All Night, the Bangles' very cool version of Hazy Shade of Winter by Simon and Garfunkel, and then there was this one. LA metal band Leatherwolf covered Creedence Clearwater Revival's Bad Moon Rising on their 1987 self-titled album. The jury is out on whether or not this is a good cover. Let me know, what's your verdict?
Tonight.
Fast were a very cool New York City band. They were a part of the glam scene that included the Dolls and Kiss. They stuck around to join in on the CBGB's punk scene. They released a couple of albums that incorporated different elements of glam, punk, and power pop. Let's hear their cover of Paint It Black by the Rolling Stones. This is The Fast. The Electrics were a cool power pop band, I believe, from New Jersey. They also got in on that CBGB scene I mentioned with The Fast. They eventually managed to sign a record deal with Capitol Records, released two albums in 1980 and 1981. I think I've already played this band twice on the podcast, but let's hear their cool version of a 1964 single by the Moody Blues, a song called Go Now.
We've already said we'll
Have I the Right is a 1964 single released by British pop group The Honeycombs. The song was the number one hit in the UK, top five in the US. Milwaukee hard rock band Bad Boy released their own version of the song on their 1981 album, Private Party. David Johansen's first post-New York Dolls album, a self-titled album, basically sounds like the third New York Dolls album, but after that he really started to mix things up stylistically. In 1982, he released a live record called Live It Up, which included this cool version of a 1968 single by The Foundations called Build Me Up Buttercup.
Anyway.
White Light, White Heat was the title track of the second Velvet Underground album, released in 1968. The song is supposedly about the sensations produced by the intravenous injection of methamphetamine. In 1975, Spiders from Mars guitarist Mick Ronson released his own version of the song on his second solo album, Play Don't Worry. The backing track Ronson used was reportedly salvaged from David Bowie's Pinups recording sessions. Lawyers, Guns, and Money was the last song on Warren Zevon's awesome second album, Excitable Boy. It came out in 1978, and that same year, Rick Derringer released his own version of the song on his album, If I Weren't So Romantic, I'd Shoot You.
Yeah. and money. Dad, get me out of this. Ow! I'm the innocent bystander. A desperate man. Send lawyers, guns, and money. Dad, guess what's hit the fan? Ow! Send lawyers, guns, and money.
One of Great White's best-known songs, at least I remember they played it a lot on Headbangers Ball, was their version of Face the Day by the Australian band The Angels, or Angel City in the U.S. On Great White's 1991 album Hooked, they covered another song by The Angels called Can't Shake It, originally from the third Australian Angels album called No Exit, came out in 1979. I love The Angels, but I definitely prefer Great White's version of this particular song. I think it's great. Check it out. This is Great White and Can't Shake It.
Young man in
And now to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
The song No Way Out of Here was originally written and recorded by an American band called Unicorn and released on their second album from 1976. The record was called Too Many Crooks in the UK and Unicorn 2 in the US. That album was produced by David Gilmour, guitarist from Pink Floyd, which is why it makes sense that the song, with a longer title of There's No Way Out of Here, was included on David Gilmour's 1978 self-titled solo album. The song is definitely the bright spot of that record. I love it. So here it is, There's No Way Out of Here by David Gilmour, originally by Unicorn. Till next time.
There's no way out of here when you come in, you're in for good. There was no promise made, the part you played, the chance you took. There are no boundaries set, the time and yet you wasted still. Slips through your hands like grains of sand, you watch it go. There's no time to be lost, you'll pay the cost, so get it right. There's no way out of here when you come in, you're in for good. Thank you.
be back.